Homes in SoCal's planned City of Kindness to start in the very friendly $400,000s. Imagine living in a city built on kindness, where residents are encouraged to respect one another and not judge their neighbors. John Ahanian, General Manager of DMV Development, hopes to build just that, a city of kindness called Silverwood in San Bernardino County. "It's really important to us," Ahanian told the Epoch Times. "The idea is to create some expectations of how we're all going to live together." The nearly 15-square-mile development is in Hesperia, California, on State Route 138 near the Cajon Pass in the San Bernardino Mountains, about 75 miles east of Los Angeles. The project will offer homes built around active outdoor lifestyles and priced from the mid-$400,000s up to the $700,000s. The community will also have 5 elementary schools, 1 middle school, and 1 high school, according to plans. "We're trying to create a special place for folks to live that embraces an outdoor lifestyle and is community-oriented," Ahanian said. With home prices far below those closer to the coast, Ahanian said the housing will be more attainable for Californians who can't afford Los Angeles and Orange County. "We're trying very hard to articulate a lifestyle that is family-oriented, allowing young families to be able to stay in California and afford to live here," Ahanian said. Living in Silverwood will also include paying $158 a month in homeowner association fees, but that will include connections to full gig speed internet, which is 10 times faster than older cable connections, according to the developer. Ahanian was inspired to build a community of kindness after hearing about former Anaheim Mayor Tom Tate's Kindness Initiative, developed after he took office in 2010. The city officially made kindness its motto in 2017. Silverwood might be just the kind of city the former mayor was hoping to inspire. "Kindness is very simple. It's doing something for someone else with no expectation in return," he explained in 2017 on City Talk. "Imagine an entire city where people are just a little kinder, where they know it's who we are. When that happens, literally everything gets better." Tate did not return a request for comment about Silverwood on Friday. In this spirit, though, Silverwood's Homeowner Association would offer residents who buy one of their nearly 15,700 homes a chance to sign a pledge promising to be kind. "We're trying to make it feel like people have a voice and have an opportunity to also be respected, not judged, and treated kindly," Ahanian said. "It sets an expectation, and we hope everybody who becomes a homeowner signs a pledge." Kindness won't be enforced, but Ahanian said he hoped peer pressure and conscience would drive residents to enforce the idea themselves. The project has been in the works since 2012, when the developer purchased the land out of a bankruptcy. The southern edge of the property was a working cattle ranch and will remain open space. The lower cost of the land is part of what will allow the developer to offer more affordable houses. The homes will range from 1,400 square feet for a one-story condo close to the town center, up to 4,000 square foot executive homes at the higher end. Silverwood will create the opportunity for thousands of families to live in a gorgeous natural setting with endless opportunities for outdoor recreation, all within a reasonable commute to San Bernardino, Riverside, Ontario, and other existing employment hubs, according to the project's website. Each house will also come with solar panels, which are now required by California law. The development will also build a wastewater treatment facility that will allow the association to use recycled water for all parks and schools. Half of the houses will also be built to offer homeowners the ability to use recycled water for irrigation and landscaping, according to the developer. The project is planned to include 8 villages, each with its own theme and anchored by a green space. One might be built around pickleball courts, while another might have a swimming complex, according to the developer. "Each village will have their own neighborhood identity, and each of them will have their own character," Ahanian said. The community will also have its own medical services, grocery stores, and other services, he added. People will be able to gather at the pools, recreational facilities, bandstands, and other areas, according to the developer. Nearly half of the land in the development has been set aside for natural open space, conservation easement, parks, and the Serrano Preserve. The project is expected to include 59 miles of off-street trails, 107 miles of paths and paseos, and 387 acres of parks. Every house will be within a 5-minute walk of a park, according to plans. Silverwood Lake is on the southern boundary of the property, and Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear are about an hour away. Model homes at the development should be open in the spring of next year, Ahanian said. He expects to have people living in the community between April and June. Home builders include Lenner, Richmond American Homes, What Capital Developers, and Woodside Homes. The developer expects to take up to 20 years to completely build out the community.